Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa, in the Indian Hills area, 2000 Indian Hills Boulevard to be exact. In studio with me this morning is our longtime producer and on-air personality, sports director at KSEJ, Mr. Justin Barker. And on behalf of Mr. Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, it's going to get warm again, so let's put the headphones on and get started on that yard work early. It's going to ramp up and be warm throughout the entire week, it looks like. But what did we expect? We're in the Midwest, it's summer, and this is par for the course. That said, something a little different for our radio program this morning. I have Alex Irwin, who is the climbing gym manager for Long Lines Climbing. And many of you recognize the climbing wall at the Long Lines Family Rec Center. It's now under not only new ownership, but new leadership. And that leader is our guest today. Alex, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're thrilled to have you in studio. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us. Over the course of the next half an hour, not only are we going to get to learn about Alex, we're going to learn about the organization that he's leading as their local executive. Again, coming to us from or evolving from the Long Lines Family Recreation Center to the Long Lines Climbing. I think that's what it's called, Long Lines Climbing, right?
Yes, sir, that's it.
So owned by a different organization, and we'll talk about their leadership as well. But Alex, before we get into all of that, as we do each Saturday morning, we like to give our listening audience the opportunity to be introduced and get to know our guest. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Sure. I'm from Sioux City, born and raised, Morningside, and went to East. Tons of family here.
So a Morningside kid. My father grew up on the Avenue. What kind of things were you involved with as a kid? Where'd you go to grade school?
I went to Joy School, which is no longer a thing anymore.
It's funny how that happens. We all grow up and things change.
I'm feeling it more and more.
Where'd you go to middle school?
East Middle, the early iteration. I was the last class in that building.
You know, this past week, there were a couple of class reunions. Class of 72, which I think was the first class for what has always been called the new high schools. Not so new anymore as they hit 50 years old, but both you and our producer are East High Black Raiders. What kind of things were you involved with at East High School?
When I was young, I was way into sports, still am. That's kind of, it was kind of a foreshadowing of what life would bring, I suppose. But I was way into music then in high school. I was in like show choir and acting things, and I was in bands, and I've been in bands since then, actually. I don't need to name drop myself, but I was the homecoming king when I was...
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Class of?
06.
So the fall of 2005, you're the homecoming king at East High School.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, you know,
they can
years
never
ago,
take it away.
I guess not. Maybe they want to, though. I don't know.
I don't think so at all. It's those are the kinds of stories you'll be talking about at your 50-year reunion one day. But homecoming king, involved in music, involved in choir, some sports, some drama, some theater. That may be foreshadowing, because there's no doubt that the Long Lines Climbing is a very athletic endeavor, and we're going to get to that in a little bit. What came next in Alex Irwin's life after graduating from East High School?
So I went on to Iowa State University. Did a lot of fun things there, a little bit of messing around, maybe too much, unfortunately. But I had a lot of fun, grew, more music. Music was kind of the big thing for me, and it has been for a long time. Always been active, made a lot of friends.
And you're involved with the band to this day, is that correct?
Yeah. We've been together for about 8 years, which is wild. And especially for Sioux City, I've been a part of that music scene for a lot of my life, but bands come and go, and I'm proud to say we're still kicking and thriving. It's a group of five friends, and our band's name is Ghost Cat. We're kind of like an alternative indie band, play around locally and regionally quite a bit.
And are you a singer, a guitarist, a songwriter, all the above? Or
all the above. Yeah, I kind of taught myself to play starting like back in eighth grade, I think. So I write all the songs for the band, and I play guitar, piano, and a little bit of other things, but singing's huge in my life.
So you were self-taught to play the guitar. What about the piano?
Yeah, same.
Wow.
So I don't, I can read a little bit, but I'm more of the ear-trained sort of guy, so I can just get in there and make things up, I guess.
That's quite impressive. So I know that you spent a little bit of time in college, ultimately earned a degree. And what was your first professional opportunity after completing your college degree? What came next for Alex Irwin?
Up until recently, I've worked for a company called Central Iowa Juvenile Detention Center.
Okay.
And it was kind of a job through the state, traveling around a lot, transporting juveniles and doing drug testing through DHS. It was kind of an interesting gig. And it wasn't directly fully correlated to what I went to school for. You know that whole thing. Sometimes you don't.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to be when I grow up.
I was just telling somebody that today, like a 23-year-old who seemed to have it together. I was like, yeah, no offense, but I bet you don't fully know. I don't even.
Yeah, there's a lot of learning that still goes on.
Yeah.
So have you always, when did you first become interested in climbing? Let's start there.
That makes sense. So when I was at Iowa State, it probably goes back way further. I reflect back on life often. I've been climbing trees my whole life, you know, just kind of being wild. And my mom would tell me like I'd be doing like backflips off the swing set, and just, I don't know, being active and exploring has always been a thing in my life, I guess.
So I'm trying to do a little math in my head, Alex, and you graduated from East High School in 2006. What year did the climbing wall open?
I think it was right then, actually. And at that point, I didn't climb rocks at all. I didn't know about it until I got back from college, about four years later, I guess, 4 or 5 years later.
Did you climb in other places? Had you become interested in climbing rocks in other places, and then you came back to Sioux City and said, holy cow, we got a rock climbing wall here?
Yeah, pretty much that. At Iowa State, they had at their gym, they had a rock wall, and then they expanded and made another one. It's kind of been this gradual growth and progression of the climbing industry anyway. I became more aware and kind of fell in love with it and came back to Sioux City and had a couple of good friends that were way into it. And I pretty much fell in love with it, and the rest is history. It's a huge passion for me, and I think it's like one of the most unique sort of workout / just fun activities, both mentally and physically. I mean, I could tell you a lot about it.
Yeah, I think it's grown in popularity at just an enormous clip.
Yeah.
And I think people are very excited to have your leadership and your company involved. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Alex Irwin. Alex serves as the climbing gym manager for Long Lines Climbing. Boy, that's a mouthful. A couple of double L's there. Yeah. I got to work on my letter L alliteration. That's exactly right. Located in the Long Lines Family Rec Center on the second floor. For most people, you know that that's where the Sioux City Musketeers used to play ice hockey. It's the stage where some people saw concerts a couple generations ago. Now a world-class climbing wall. Yeah. Tell me this. When you came back from Iowa State and saw this wall for the first time, Alex, what were your thoughts?
I mean, I was impressed. Yeah, it's wild that I didn't know about it, I guess. And I think that's kind of the theme, even to this day, with a lot of people. Like I try to spread the word, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't even know that existed there." And my point is, my goal is to get people in, and once you see it, you're going to have that feeling of like, "Wow, this is unique and special for Sioux City," and that's what I felt. And yeah, I didn't turn back.
So I have some marketing of that climbing wall from probably 15 years ago.
Nice.
That I'll make sure I share with you.
Yeah, please do.
Kind of cool. Well, I mean, the climbing wall has been around a while. We're starting to have a little history and a little nostalgia associated with it. So the first time you saw it, you were impressed,
yeah,
thought they did it right, and then you continued to climb. Now, do you climb both in indoor and outdoor environments, or are you exclusive to one?
No, I do both. It's just obviously a little bit more of an endeavor to climb outdoors, and that's something that is kind of a positive for this place anyway. So it takes, 6-hour drive in any direction to get anywhere you can climb outdoors. And it's a whole nother experience. It's amazing. It's beautiful. That's kind of what indoor rock gyms are based on. But yeah, I do both, but that's why I'm trying to spread the love of this, because it's so unique for the middle of the country and for Sioux City, Iowa. Like, you have this awesome opportunity to come in and experience that.
Alex, is it fair to say that we don't understand or fully appreciate how nice a facility we have?
Yeah, totally fair. Yeah.
Relative to other gyms you've seen around the country?
Yeah. Even big gyms in other cities aren't, they're lacking some things that we have here. Like, our walls are top notch and they're way higher than a lot of other ones.
Yeah. And then they have this unique feature where the higher you go, the more difficult it becomes.
So that was a wild thing that, was built in 2006, 2005. It was, a unique decision by them to make it so contoured in that sense. It's wild. They're not just flat walls. They're going to give you the sense of climbing real rocks.
It's really impressive. And my children have really enjoyed that. It's a great family activity. It's great exercise. It's for young and old alike, but you have to be in as good a shape as you are. Do you have to have forearms that look like yours to be successful?
No.
Anybody do it?
You're real amping me up out there, huh? That's what I'm trying to do is because there's obviously an intimidation factor involved with it, I think. But you don't have to be. I want to get people in and know that it is for everybody. And I set the routes, so I put the holds up on the walls myself as well. And they're for all levels. If you want to take it really seriously and come in there and work your butt off and become really strong and make things really hard, sure, there's routes for you. But also for kids, for adults, for anybody, there's, big holds that you can climb up and have fun. We have rope sections that go really high, or we have something called bouldering, which is where you don't have to climb with ropes. It's 10 feet tops, and you climb up, fall down on these big, comfortable, safe mats.
And safety is a priority. You're listening to Grow Sioux Land. We're visiting today with Alex Irwin, the climbing gym manager for Long Lines Climbing, located right here in downtown Sioux City, Iowa. After a short break, we'll visit with Alex, talk more about the new ownership of the Long Lines Climbing facility and what programs and opportunities are coming up for local citizens. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hawkstruck, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa today. Our guest, Mr. Alex Irwin, who is the climbing gym manager for Long Lines Climbing, located in downtown Sioux City. And believe it or not, Alex, you and I are neighbors now. That building, that glass and metal building right next door to you, is the Chamber of Commerce. So don't be a stranger. Alex is a Sioux City East graduate, then attended Iowa State University. Alex earned a degree and decided that he was going to be involved in a couple of other pursuits before he focused on his passion, which is climbing, and returned to his hometown to lead the Long Lines Climbing facility. And, Alex, I know that this has been a public sector entity for a lot of years, actually since its inception. It's now been purchased by a company out of North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about the company and where they're located.
Sure. So Whitewater out of Charlotte, North Carolina, took over. It's kind of been a process. It's been in process for about a year and a half or so since it was run by the city before. You know, sometimes processes are going to be slow in regard to that. So it's kind of been a legal thing and figuring out the right agreements. And finally, all came through the beginning of May. And I had been kind of speaking with Whitewater prior to that and getting things set for right when it clicked. We can hit that go button. And it's been kind of a crunch time situation to get open in time and try to hit the summer.
And now you're running with your hair on fire.
Yes. You know what? Yesterday was the first day that I felt semi-relaxed.
Well, and let's talk about what's been keeping you so busy. A big part of that is preparing for summer camps. Tell us about those camps and how people can get involved.
Sure. So we want to have summer camps, obviously, because it's, you know, kids need things to do this summer, and what better than rock climbing? So we're putting together the list of things as we speak now, planning for mid to late July. You can find more information on our socials and on our website. But what I intend to do is day camps for kids. Come in the morning, stay through the afternoon, and you know, we'll get introductions to climbing and literally show the ropes, show all the types of climbing. Maybe do a little bit of yoga as well. And kind of just all encompassing of what our facility and what climbing is about.
And if people want to learn more about that, can you direct them to a website and a phone number?
Yeah, of course. The website is climblonglines.com. And if you need more information, you can call 224-5124.
So if you'd like to learn more about the summer camps program at Long Lines Climbing, you can call them at 712-224-5124. Or visit them online at climblonglines.com. And Alex, in addition to your summer camps, you're looking to perhaps have a club team in the fall.
Yeah, that's the goal. So I would like to get some more members and some more youth involved with climbing. I think there's a lot of people out there who already love climbing, but also there's people that kind of have that in them naturally that don't know they love it yet. And I'm trying to reach that crowd. So looking for kids that want to be active, have that space and time in themselves that they can occupy with climbing. So we're trying to have a team and also clubs. There'll be more information in regard to that as we progress. We're kind of in an experimental phase here, but basically wanting to get people out to see what we've made and go from there, because I really believe that once they see it, they're going to understand, like, this is something special.
That's wonderful to hear. And to make those programs successful, you need a little bit of help.
Oh, yes, I do that. Yeah, that's why I'm here right now. But also, yeah, that's what you're referring to. I am in need of one more or two more supervisor roles, people in the Siouxland area who are kind of experienced in climbing a bit and have a passion already built in regard to that. So you can find employment information on our website as well.
So if you have a background in climbing and would be interested in joining Alex's team, looking for a couple of supervisors, someone with the experience and the passion for rock climbing, again, 712-224-5124 or climblonglines.com. There are going to be memberships to this facility. Tell us how those are going to work.
Of course. Yeah, and we just had a grand opening on Sunday, by the way, and it went superbly. And we got new members, and that's kind of the goal, is to sell those memberships, because that's kind of the top package. If you get a membership, you're going to be part of the team, and you have access to the whole facility, free yoga classes with that as well. So yeah, monthly membership for adults is 65. For youth, it's 55. And like I said, yeah, you can use the facility at any point that you want to. We expanded their hours. The old hours were like 4 hours a day, and they dwindled to 2 days a week. Now we're open every day of the week, 9 to 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Yes, sir. And actually, so Tuesday, Thursdays, we actually open at 6 a.m. To give that morning crowd an opportunity to come in if they would like to and use the facility in any way they would like.
So for those of you who remember the old facility, the climbing wall has been enhanced. You've built some new patterns, some more challenging patterns. And that's what's truly unique about this facility is you can change it, so it's always going to be different. But the old hours were pretty tight. Yeah. The new hours are, that's pretty expansive. 9 to 9, 7 days a week. And on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, you open at 6 a.m.
Yes, sir.
And all the climbing you want for $65 a month for an adult, $55 a month for youth. And in the final couple minutes that we have, Alex, for those who want some exposure, maybe they're not quite ready to drop $65 a month. Yeah. What would you recommend for those people who want to learn more?
Come on in, get yourself a day pass, check out the facility. You know, stay as long as you like. I've added a lounge room, which if you came before and knew the place, there was a lot of underutilized and underloved space, and I just am utilizing that. You know, we have a lounge room so you can get food and drink and relax after a climb or before your climb, play some games. I've added the yoga studio. Come in, test out the yoga studio. You know, yet come and meet the staff. I have a really great staff, really amazing place. Come see for yourself and decide from there. I'm gonna go ahead and say you're gonna love it, but
all right,
I'll let you decide.
Speaking of you and your staff, is instruction available for beginners?
Yeah, of course. Yep, we have belay classes, and belaying is the act of actually helping somebody up the wall with the ropes, learning to catch them. You know, like you mentioned earlier, safety is number one. So we're going to teach you as you come in an orientation of what to do, what not to do. But yeah, we have all instructions available.
Is that included in the monthly rate, some of that instruction, or do you pay for private instruction as someone might play? Pay for other sports instruction or music instruction?
Sure. So with the membership, yes, it's included. But if you come in just as a daily guest, you can pay for a specific class.
Great to hear. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ this morning. Our guest, Alex Irwin, the climbing gym manager for Long Lines Climbing, recently acquired by Whitewater out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Alex serves again as the gym manager. If you'd like more information, you can contact Alex at 712-224-5124 or visit them online at climblonglines.com. Alex, thanks again for coming in.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
We wish you every success. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Ask Earl May is up next. Make it a great weekend.